Hello everyone, and thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to talk about our project today. I'm Giorgio, and I am part of the team of people who design, developed, and maintain Neurographs. The team is composed by Density Design, a research lab at Politecnico di Milano, that has also been the birthplace of the project, initially conceived and developed by Giorgio Caviglia. Then there is Calibro, a design studio funded by me and Matteo Azzi after our experience at Density Design. And then we have InMagic, a development studio focused on on open source web application, mobile apps, and data management systems. The project is 7 years old, and today we would like to briefly talk about the reasons why we created this project, in which context, and how it's used. And we will also talk about how the project is evolving and give you a preview of the upcoming new version that we will release publicly in a few weeks. So I think that some of you may be familiar with Neurographs, but I would like to start from the beginning. And first of all, what is Neurographs? Neurographs is an open source data visualization tool and framework built with the goal of making the visual exploration and representation of complex data easy. It was conceived mostly for designers, and it helps creating semi-finished vector visualizations that are easy to refine and edit with other softwares. The tool is freely available at neurographs.io, and I would like to show you a very quick demo on how it works and the steps that you need to do in order to produce a visualization with Neurographs. So first of all, you need to take a dataset from any spreadsheet software, you copy, and you paste it inside Neurographs. Then you can select a layout within the charts built on top of these three JS that are available. Some of them are common charts like scatter plots or bar charts, while others are a bit more difficult to reproduce with other softwares like alluvial diagrams or horizon charts. After this, the user has to map the dimension of the dataset with the visual variables of the selected charts through an easy-to-use drag-and-drop interface. For example, for a scatter plot, the visual variables you can define are the X and Y axis, the area and the color of the bubbles, and the labels. As soon as the dataset dimensions are mapped, you'll see the visualization appear below, and you have the possibility to change some option and finally download the visualization as a raster image or as an open vector file. The tool, as I said, was originally created as an internal tool and a side project at Density Design, a research lab within the Communication Design Department at Politecnico di Milano. As designers and researchers focused on the visualization of data and complex phenomena, we were always looking for new tools and technologies that could help us during our daily activities at the lab and for producing this kind of outputs. In our very iterative process of exploration and visualization, we always use different tools and approaches. At the time, there were not so many tools available like now for producing complex and non-conventional charts. Some of them were either expensive and others required development skills and a lot of time. So we thought that there was a gap and we decided to make our own tool. Here you can see one of the very, very first versions of the tool, a simple interface, no frameworks, just JavaScript and HTML, and a few selection of charts that were made with the 3JS. After a while, we started working on more functionalities and we improved the user interface. We added more charts and functionalities. And while we were developing it, we understood that what we were doing could have been useful also for other researchers and other people with the same needs. So since we were always been fascinated and also thankful to the open source community, we felt natural to publish the code and the tool with an open license to allow everyone to use it, collaborate, and improve it. designers, students, journalists, historians, scientists, activists started including RoGraphs in their toolkits, and they also started sharing their work done with RoGraphs with us. Here at this page of our website, you can see some of the examples that were made with RoGraphs. Another positive note and a positive feedback is that the tool has also become widely used in didactical activities, and many resources, tutorials, and presentations were shared online. So from 2013 to 2019, apart from some sponsorships, we kept on working on RoGraphs as a side project, and basically for free. We added the charts and features according to our needs, without following a clear roadmap of development. So we got to a point where we realized that if we wanted to keep on working on RoGraphs, and if you wanted to keep RoGraphs still updated, we had to invest more time and resources into it. So this is why in 2019, we decided that it was time to find a sustainable way to maintain the project. The goal was to fairly compensate the people that worked on it, and also expand our team, and dedicate the right amount of time and resources and skills in it. So in order to accomplish this, we launched a crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo to raise funds to support the design and development of a brand new version of RoGraphs. And we went for the crowdfunding option because we thought it was an interesting way to get in touch with our pretty wide user base, and also to continuing being independent. The most important thing for us was to keep the tool 100% free and open to everyone, staying somehow true to the original spirit of the project. And after a couple of months, we launched our campaign. We luckily reached the goal, and we got generous sponsorship from academic institutions, research lab, and private companies who use RoGraphs regularly. We received more than 400 donations from 40 countries, and since we reached the goal, we kept the campaign open for the whole year. Here are some of the sponsors that generously supported us. So after the campaign, we dedicated a full year to design and develop what we promised in the campaign. And in September, we released the biggest update of RoGraphs to the main supporters of the crowdfunding campaign as a perk for being so generous with us, and as a way also to get feedback and insights about how the new version is received. So let's get into the details of this new version and see some previews of what will be released to everyone in the coming weeks. So first of all, we have to clarify the fact that this is not just a simple update of the software, but is a completely refactored version from the core, the RoGraphs library, to the interface. The three things that are at the center of the project, so the library, the visual models, and the interface, have been divided in three interlinked repositories, released under Apache 2. The very first period of the development was spent on defining and implement a brand new library, as I said. So the new library is written in ES6 and makes use of updated releases of third-party libraries like D3JS. Our goal is to have a more robust and flexible library to better handle the data input and ease the implementation of new features and new charts. And thanks to the fact that the RoGraphs library is independent from the RoGraphs application, it will be possible to use it in any web application created with HTML and JavaScript to bring the simplicity, the data mapping concepts, and the visual models of RoGraphs to any other project. The library that will be available as well in the coming weeks as in a free and open source library. The library that will be available as well in the coming weeks with the app will be published in a separate and dedicated repository with documentation about how to use it and how to integrate it in other projects. After the library, a lot of effort has been also put in refactoring already existing charts and adding new ones based on the request of our users. It's a mix of conventional and unconventional charts that allows different type of data exploration and data visualizations. The app and the interface of the app was completely redesigned, keeping in mind the design principles that we used from the first version. So a simple one-page app divided in different sections, each one dedicated to one particular aspect of the process. So now I would like to present the new features of RawGraphs and give you a preview of the new app that will be released in the coming weeks. So the first part is related to the loading data process. So as in RawGraphs 1, you can input different kind of data. You can paste it from a table, you can load a CSV, a TSV, a JSON, or you can load a file from a URL. What we included now is a completely new part that is related to the possibility to specify data types and to change the data parsing options. Then when we go to the section about selecting the chart, we can see that we expanded the collection and we presented and organized it in a better way. The users can filter charts based on the type, and they will have access to the source code and to the learning guides. In the future, we will also add a possibility to load custom charts in an easy way. Then, if we scroll down, we go to the mapping section. The mapping process is very similar to RawGraphs 1 in terms of interaction, but we're introducing the possibility to choose also the way you aggregate data, since in the previous version, the only way was the addition. So for some charts, we also included, as you can see maybe in the preview above, the possibility to create series to automatize the work of producing a lot of charts. Then, if we scroll down, we can see the preview of the charts, and we can see that we added a lot of options that were not present in the first version of Raw. So, even if RawGraphs is still focused on producing, let's say, semi-finished visualization, we felt the need to add more control over the output. And thanks to the new library, we were able to introduce more options. According to the type of chart, the user is able to manipulate the artboard options, the legends, added the color scales and other options related to each chart type. Here, there are some examples of the different layouts and all the different options that you can change. And then we get to the export section, and is where we can see one of the biggest updates of the project. So, as in RawGraphs 1, you could export the raster formats, so PNG and JPEGs, or open vector formats that can be then refined with other software or can be included in web pages as SVG. What we included that is completely new is the possibility to export projects and reopen it again in other sessions. The project is a file that includes the data, the mapping options and the charts options. So you can go back to the app, open the project and start from where you left. So at the moment of this presentation, RawGraphs 2 is available only to our sponsors and to the supporters of the campaign. But by the end of the month, it will be publicly available to everyone and the repositories as well. For us, it will be a very important moment to collect feedback and publish tutorials, guides, and documentation, and work on improving functionalities, fixing bugs that we will encounter, and involve also the community around the project. After this phase, we will also think about other ways to keep the project financially sustainable through other types of sponsorships and donations. And that's all for today. And we would like to hear your feedbacks and questions about our project.